A Haines police officer is let go from the department just 3 months into the job, and an agreement to build an addition onto the Haines Senior Center for the Chilkat Valley Preschool will go before the Borough Assembly. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. New Haines police hire Ryan Rutland was let go this week after just a few months on the job. That brings the Haines police force down to 3. Here's Acting Chief Joshua Dryden.
It was decided to not continue with his probationary period. So he's no longer a member of the Borough Police Department.
Dryden said police officers have a 1-year probationary period. He would not elaborate as to why Rutland was let go, saying only that it was a personnel issue. Rutland joined the department in September. He said his family moved from Texas for his wife to take a job as the Haines Dolphins swim coach. Rutland is a U.S. Army veteran who had not worked in policing before. Another new officer, Brayton Long, joined the department in late November. Dryden says soon he and Long will be the only police in the department. That's because Officer Ken Van Spronson is a temporary hire, and he is leaving by January. Dryden says it will be a 2-person police force until they find the right people.
We're just being extremely picky on who we hire, and I have applications. I'm not going to just hire somebody just to put them on the road. That's not fair to the community. Too much of that has been done in the past, hiring just to fill a uniform.
The police department has been in flux for a while. Interim Chief Robert Griffiths departed mid-November, and Dryden took over for him while the borough figures out what hiring process to use for a permanent chief. In a critical review of the police department that was released earlier this year, staff turnover was one of the major issues cited. The Chilkat Valley Preschool and users of the Haines Senior Center have agreed on a memorandum of understanding for both preschoolers and seniors to use the building. Now they need approval from the Borough Assembly to move forward. The Haines Senior Citizen Center Board talked about the agreement at its first meeting since handing over management of the Senior Center. There have been some major changes since the last time the Senior Center Board met. After decades managing the center, the board handed over the keys to the borough because it wasn't financially able to continue with management. Some board members thought the borough might offer them more financial support, but instead, the preschool entered the picture. Within less than a month, Borough Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan worked with the preschool and seniors to come up with an agreement for both groups to use the senior center. Susan Tandy and Linda Giese are representing the senior community in the discussions. Here's Tandy.
Everybody that came to that table had certain priorities, and when we walked away, everybody felt that their needs had been met.
Giese says she's heard from more than 20 people, and just 3 have been against the collaboration.
The rest of the people who have talked to me or called me and let me know their feelings was, these are very vulnerable ages, our seniors and our little guys. And they felt that it was very beneficial to join the 2 most vulnerable ages together and have a safe and secure area for both age groups.
Tandy says the priority for seniors was to not lose any of the space where they have lunch, exercise, and other activities.
The majority of seniors said, if the preschool wants to add on, that's fine with us, but don't take any of our space.
That's one of the conditions in the MOU. It says that the preschool will provide an initial $50,000 to expand the senior facility by 1,000 square feet. That addition would house the preschool. Ryan says they're not sure where the expansion would go, but he thinks the side of the building facing the playground is the best option so far.
My personal preference right now, and Valerie and I talked about this, is actually to put it off the end of the pantry so that it would span the width of the building and be about 20 feet wide.
If the preschool moves in, it would take over management of the senior center from the borough. It would be in charge of renting the space out for community use. The MOU says the preschool would get 25% of the rental fees, except from Southeast Senior Services, or SES, which is the main tenant of the center. SES rents the building for the senior lunch program. The MOU dictates their rent would remain at $800 per month until the end of 2016. Another important detail, the MOU asks that the borough allow the preschool to stay in their current facility, the Borough Human Resources Building, through June 2017. Right now, the deadline to move out is June of 2016, but that's not enough time to build an addition on the senior center. The preschool-senior center agreement will likely be on the Borough Assembly agenda at the December 15th meeting. Since the Senior Center Board is no longer managing the center, they talked about whether to change their name. The board's main responsibility now is management of the senior village. Here's board member Mardell Gunn.
I guess from my own personal view is I think we have to weigh how much it would help versus what kind of headache. And financial. It's also going to be financial for us to change this name.
The board decided to table the idea for a few months. With such a major change in their management responsibilities, they decided to take some time to adjust to the new situation before making another change. December's First Friday events span not only the Haines town site, but a wide array of mediums and topics. This week, the Alaska Arts Confluence presents local cartographer Jeffrey Moskowitz. His installation will be showcased at the Art on Main Street storefront and is part of a larger mapping project that highlights Southeast. KHNS's Jillian Rogers reports.
Haines is dubbed the arts capital of Alaska for good reason, and this month's lineup of First Friday artists is sure to impress. Moskowitz owns Hemlock Lines, and his piece features satellite imagery, topography, and bathymetric, or underwater topography, components. Using data from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, the U.S. Geological Survey, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Moskowitz produced the maps. Here's Moskowitz.
I hope they get a chance to kind of look around and see the detail of where we're living, and also maybe explore areas that they always thought about going.
Carol Tyneman is with the Confluence and says the installation will consist of 5 hanging panels that will offer details of the landscape within the Chilkat Valley.
His project is to give us a chance to see it all in our field of vision, which we can never do without going out on, you know, in a satellite or something, you know. Like even in an airplane, you don't really see that much because if you're over 30,000 feet, even on a clear day, you can't really see too much.
Moskowitz has been practicing cartography since 2008. He told the Confluence that his passion for backcountry recreation, combined with his training in cartography, prompted him to start his own map-making and publishing business this year. It's almost been a full year since Haines began celebrating First Friday through exhibits and cultural events, and Tyneman says it's becoming quite popular.
More people go to the museum and skipping stones, but that's what we want. We want people to go to other businesses, and ours is just a little, you know, treat.
This month's First Friday festivities happen December 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. The work of Amelia Nash is featured at Skipping Stone Studios, while Kelly Mitchell's bird artwork will adorn the Port Chilkoot Distillery. At the Sheldon Museum, holiday revelers can enjoy some caroling and decorations, while Juno artist Lori Stenberg will showcase Images of Incarnation, a visual faith, at the Haines Presbyterian Church. Stenberg's work includes 5 abstract paintings that will depict various aspects of the gospel. Stenberg will host a workshop on Saturday about art and faith that happens at 2:30 at the church. The Alaska Arts Confluence is continually looking for proposals for rotating and semi-permanent art installations in the Art on Main Street storefront. The application is available at alaskaartconfluence.org. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers. We'll be right back.
for KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.